right, we're joined right now by Caroline Miller. She wrote the book called Creating Your Best Life, The Ultimate Life List Guide. She's from Harvard University, a graduate of Coach U, and a credentialed coach from the International Coach Federation. She also was in May in 2006, graduated from the groundbreaking Masters in Applied Positive Psychology program in the University of Pennsylvania. Now, we're trying to motivate you and inspire you throughout this year, especially here in January, and we thought Caroline had a great message. Caroline, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, your book resonates with me. You know, I wrote two books on sports and how you can learn a lot through life, and you talk about the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
With a more educated perspective on more of a practical thing. It's how you play the game, and the games do count, I wrote.
Yep.
But I look at Rex Ryan, and people forget, you know, the Jets are now a organization that people love to hate or love to love.
Yep.
The players love to play, but they exist. They matter now. And this guy took a 500 team that had no quarterback and now for the second consecutive year are in the playoffs. And you think there's something we could all learn from Rex Ryan's approach?
Oh, gosh, there's no question about it. And there's so many different studies and scientific studies to back up having what's called an optimistic explanatory style. I mean, this has been studied now for several decades, and Martin Seligman, who was, my mentor, my professor at the University of Pennsylvania, he has studied basketball teams, baseball teams, swimmers at the University of California at Berkeley. And what he's found is that the coach and the player's explanatory style and their optimism predicts not only how well they'll do, but how well they'll do under pressure. So I think when I look at Rex Ryan, which is a whole lot more fun to look at than the Redskins, which is my team, what you really see is a guy who believes in his players. He's setting the right, you know, tone for them to believe in themselves, and he's telegraphing to the other team, here we come, and you better beware. And my husband reminded me last night that it broke his heart in Super Bowl, three, I guess it was, when Joe Namath did exactly
right, the
same thing.
But here's the thing, Caroline. You have to be able to fulfill your pledge. And
right,
he's gotten close, so they became winners, but they haven't won everything. And again, he's predicting they're going to get there. Here's a little of Rex Ryan. If you're not a football fan, here's the tone he set and the guy he is.
I believe our players are better than any players in the league, right? Those are true statements. That's how I believe. But the team's only going so far if I'm the only guy that leads. The team is only going so far. I'm not a great leader. Okay? I'm not a great leader. I can't lead myself, this whole group of men. We ain't going to win, guys, if it's about me. I'm sitting back waiting for us to understand the team that we said we were going to be. What the hell are we waiting on? What are we waiting on?
They were going through a time in which during the preseason they seemed unmotivated. They end up with 11 victories again. And this is a team that felt like the junior partner in their stadium. So people who aren't professional coaches hear that. What should they take from that?
Well, there's so much to take from it. I'm a professional coach, too, and I work with people, executives, teams all over the world. And it really differs from team to team, person to person, how you're going to get in their minds and motivate them to be the best they can be. So what works with the Jets, the collection of players he's working with and he knows them better than other people, may not work for another team. I mean, you look at Peyton Manning, he's pretty buttoned down, quiet. You know, who knows what would motivate him, what his coach could say to make him lead his team better. But this may work. I mean, the team's kind of an odd team. They've got all kinds of controversies going on. But we're really not in a position to judge whether or not this is the right motivational tool until it plays out, because he does believe in his players. He stands behind them. He's done pretty well, better than the Redskins, as I said. So I think we need to kind of see the end of this, as Martin Seligman and the people at Penn did, as they studied all the statements made by the coaches and the players in several different sports.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found is that talking like this and making it, you know, more optimistic and not personal, pervasive, and personal, pervasive, and permanent is what predicts success in life. And again, if you look at Michael Phelps, great swimmer, how his coach, Bob Bowman, motivates him with a lot of, you know, anger and, you know, strutting around and the rest of it is very different how he treats the other swimmers on his team. So it's a personal approach, coach to athlete. So
people listening, Caroline, right now who are trying to get a job for the first time, see the bills mounting up and maybe the house going upside down, how do they keep their composure and overcome this and make sure they're open to the next opportunity?
You do have to stay positive, and I think one of the most under-discussed things in goal accomplishment is who are you hanging out with? How positive are the people around you? If you study companies, the people who are most successful are those who are near what's called positive energizers, people who make them motivated and hopeful and optimistic. And social contagion theory predicts you become who you spend time with and who you value, ranging from obesity to quitting smoking to becoming happier. So check out your web, the people you spend time with, because frankly, you could have, you know, the best goals in the world and everything else going for you, but if you're hanging out with people of a lower caliber than what you want to accomplish, you're really going to stay stuck.
How do you become mentally stronger than the person next to you? Let's say you're with the right crowd, but you're trying to beat out somebody else who has some maybe on the surface more qualities, more experience.
Don't quit. You know, there's great research on the fact that talent is not enough. People who are resilient, people who don't quit, people who have the quality of what's called grit, tend to be the people who have follow-through and they're still standing when everyone else has hit a speed bump and they're still laying down. In fact, grit, your grit score, is the predictor of who drops out at West Point, who finals in the National Spelling Bee, and even who sticks out with Teach for America. We have become a nation of wussies. I totally agree with that assessment.
Right.
And I think there are too many helicopter parents bailing out their kids.
When they don't hit, and they're setting them up for failure later on to not
absolutely
overcome adversity. Caroline Miller, this is why we got to get your book. You inspired me, and I was inspired already. Creating Your Best Life, the Ultimate Guide to Life List. Thanks a lot, Caroline. Kill Meat and Friends.